Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Lead story in the Times today. Supreme Court allows extra time for mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania in a win for Democrats. The deadlocked court will let some ballots received up to 3 days after Election Day be counted. The result suggested that Judge Amy Coney Barrett could play a decisive role in election disputes. You and I have been talking about this since we heard the news she would be the nominee.
Well, David, I don't have any doubt that what's going to happen is that she's going to get there and she's going to, despite all denials and being her own person and all of that stuff, she's going to vote with whatever her perception is that Trump wants or needs. Look, we do know that Trump is doing everything in his power to mitigate a massive turnout on the part of Democrats, and he will continue to do that because he sees it as his path to winning. So any kind of diversion that they can pull will be done. You see it in terms of the numbers of people who are allowed to vote. You see what happened in Florida when the people of the state said ex-felons should be allowed to participate and vote. What we see is a different kind of approach to American elections, which is anything you can do to hold down the vote of the people who are most likely to be Democrats, you will do. And that is exactly what is going on here. It's not a surprise to anybody.
The debate coming up on Thursday between President Trump and Joe Biden will be muted during portions. Thursday's forum has a new rule. Candidate's microphone will be shut off during his opponent's initial two-minute answer. We, of course, saw what happened in the first debate, where most of the interrupting came from the president. Does this new rule help?
Well, you know, David, this is a ship, SHIP show, and we know that the problem with the president is he thinks his way over the top is to be insulting, to be bullying, and not to let the other guy talk. And that is exactly what his plan is. Now, I think for the fact that the debate people are coming up with this rule has to be seen as a slam in Trump's face. Let's face it. It wasn't Biden who was doing all of the interrupting. It was Trump. You know, Biden may have had one or two, but basically it was Trump, and it's his signature way of dealing with all of this. So maybe it's the fact that Trump is losing in all the polls that has given these guys on the debate commission a little bit of courage. But they certainly are doing the right thing. A lot of people have been calling for this, so he can't get away with it. But now it would appear that they finally have gotten something into their spines and they're doing the right thing.
So is Dr. Fauci, according to most Americans, but that didn't stop President Trump from attacking Dr. Fauci, the press and the polls, most pointedly calling Fauci a disaster. He even called him Tony and said he couldn't fire him because he was too popular.
Well, he can't fire him. He's a civil servant. He could probably demote him or move him around. We know that. But Fauci is immensely popular with the American people for telling the truth. And it is clear that as we get closer to the election, Fauci has been more and more outspoken, where in the very beginning he had to be a little bit careful. Not always. He always told the truth. But now he's really going for it. And I have a feeling it's the proximity to the election that is allowing him to do that. You know, David, every once in a while, this country develops a hero, and Fauci is the hero now, because heroes face difficult times, and they know what to do. They say, okay, even if it hurts me, I'll do it. That's what makes a hero.
The story's starting to emerge about some states that allow ballots if voters die before Election Day. Alan, what do you make of this? Ballots cast by people who vote early but die before Election Day are sometimes cited as proof of voter fraud, but in many states, they're perfectly legal. 17 states prohibit counting ballots cast by someone who subsequently dies before the election, but 10 states specifically allow it. Of course, we're in COVID-19, where older folks are vulnerable to the disease and could die.
Well, there's no question. You know, I love the idea that, you know, on somebody's way out, they cast a ballot and it gets counted. Hey, it's a little bit of a last will and testament.
Turnout in places like Florida, long, long lines of people waiting to vote. And it shows you that people are revved up for this election. You keep saying this should benefit the Democrats.
Oh, there's no question. You know, the polling is showing it. The people on the lines are younger, of color often, and are doing what they have to do to cast a ballot. And if you're in the situation that we are here, this is a time when people really take their voting very, very seriously. You know, there are elections where, who cares, Tweedledee, Tweedledum. Not this time. This time, the Democrats are coming out in force, and it's something that, of course, has got to be scary to the president, because he knows that there are more Democrats in this country than there are Republicans. And if everybody comes out and votes, goodbye.
We've seen with the proliferation of the internet, social media, Alan, that the truth gets lost amid a lot of conspiracy theories and disinformation. Bring in QAnon. With encouragement from the president himself, it has moved from online message boards to political rallies and congressional campaigns. Talk about the disinformation age.
Well, you know, David, the question is, who's ready to buy this garbage? You know, you got that 40% or so who have not moved off the dime, no matter how badly Trump has behaved. Now he pulls this thing. Now, all of a sudden, there's QAnon with its craziness. And he says things like, well, they're opposed to pedophilia. Read the rest of it, Mr. President.
What about these Russian hackers? The Russian intelligence officers were involved, says the Justice Department, in a major cyber attack on elections in France, the electricity grid in Ukraine, and the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. But, Alan, we know also they were involved in the 2016 election, and right now, justice officials say they're involved in this election.
You know what I love about all of this? You don't hear a bad word from Trump. So some of his intelligence people are willing to tell the truth, but he can't. And why he can't, we don't really know, but obviously part of it is his relationship with the Russians themselves. And we'll never know until we see his taxes whether he really got money from them. He says he didn't, but, you know, there are Russian businesses that are really funnels for the Russian government. You just don't know. And the Russians are playing a nasty game here, and clearly Trump is afraid to criticize them for anything.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.